Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Mem Dalet. At the top of the Amr, the Mishnah discusses the halachas of Iker and Tafel. And the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shehu Iker V'Yimai Tfeila, Mevarech Ala Iker Poiter HaTfeila. When a person is eating something which is an Iker and something else along with it that's a Tfeila, he only makes one Bracha. He makes a Bracha on the Iker, and with that he patters the Tfeila. There's a fundamental Chakira. Why don't you have to make a Bracha on the Tafel? Do you say that the tafel is not considered an achila that warrants its own bracha? And when you're eating the ikr, the only thing that you're eating that's mechayiv a bracha is the ikr, but the tafel itself is not mechayiv in a bracha at all? Or no, really the tafel is mechayiv in a bracha as well. But just like when a person eats two minim that have the same bracha, we say you make a bracha on one min, and you kapat to the second min, since it's the same bracha. So too, when a person is eating an ikr and a tafel, he could just make a bracha on the ikr and pater the chi of bracha that the tafel has. So the G'dayli Achroinim discussed this, the Chazinish and Tzimach of Zayin, Sivkatan Tes, Rabbi Arya Leib, Malin in his Sefer, Chidush Rabbi Arya Leib, Chilak Aleph, Simon Aleph, the Emek Bracha, Rabbi Arya Leib Pomeranchik in his Sefer, also discusses this. And the Chazinish wants to bring a raya from the Taisvis on this Mishnah. Taisvis says that if while he's eating the ikr, he didn't have the tafel in front of him, and he had no das, he didn't have a mind to eat the tafel, he's mechayiv to make a bracha when the tafel comes. Now, if the tafel is an achila, which doesn't warrant a bracha, so then why, when they bring the tafel, even if he didn't have in mind when he made the bracha on the ikr, should he have to make a bracha? Saif, it's an achila, which is not mechayiv a bracha. However, if you understand that a tafel really needs its own bracha, just when a person makes a bracha on the ikr, he patters the tafel. So as long as he didn't have it in mind while he was making the bracha on the ikr, so then when they bring it, he's going to have to make a bracha on the tafel. Ayale Malin brings a raya from the psak of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen paskins that if a person eats the tafel before the ikr, he has to make a bracha. Now, if you say that a tafel doesn't warrant a bracha, shouldn't make a difference if he's eating it before the ikr. It's not something which is mechayiv a bracha. It's a weak achila. It's an achila grua. It's an achila which is not mechayiv a bracha. However, if you say that this achila is mechayiv a bracha as well, so then if he eats it before the ikr, it didn't get patterned by the ikr, and he has to make a bracha on the tafel. The Emek Bracha wants to make a raya from the Sharatzion to the other side. The Sharatzion says that we know that the bracha of Yayin patters the bracha of Shar Mashkin, both bracha Rishona and bracha Achrona. So what happens if someone drank a malalugmav of Yayin and a revius of Mayim? Now there's a machlokes ha-poiskim, whether a person has to make a bracha Achrona, special ala gefen, when one drinks a malalugmav of Yayin. So the Sharatzion says, since misafik, he can't make a bracha Achrona on the Yayin, he can't either make a bracha achreina of Baron Nefashis on the Mayim, because it's possible that he's chayiv to make a bracha achreina on the Yayin. And since he's chayiv to make a bracha achreina on the Yayin, it's memela going to pater the Mayim from Baron Nefashis. Now the Imbik Bracha says, this is all good if you say that there's no chiyuv bracha bechlal on a tafel. But if you say that there's a chiyuv bracha, and it's just gepatert, if a person makes a bracha on the ikr, so then over here, where he didn't make the bracha b'payil, he still should have to make the Baron Nefashis on the Mayim. However, again, if you say that there's no chiyuv of bracha at all, it's not something which warrants a bracha, eating a tafel is not something which warrants a bracha, so over here, even though he didn't make a bracha b'payil on the Yayin, but the achilas tafel, which over here is the Mayim, doesn't warrant its own bracha. Now the question is, what's the Sharatzion going to do with the raya that the Chazanish and the raya that the Emek Bracha bring? So I saw brought from the Asher L'Shleima, which is a sefer written by Rabbi Shleimker Berman, who's the son-in-law of the Stipler. He says that every chi of bracha has two inyanim in it. One is that there's an iser to have anah from Olam Hazeh without a bracha, like we say all the time. If you nana from Olam Hazeh b'lei bracha, it's ki'ilu mo'al. And the second inyan is that there's a chi of lahoidos on the hanah of every min. And this, the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches, learns out the chiyuv of bracha rishayin from brichas hamazon, that just like brichas hamazon, a person's thanking Hashem for the food that he ate, we can learn out, as a kal v'chaymer, kishehu saveya, he makes a bracha after he finishes eating, kishehu rov le'kolshkin, before he starts eating when he's hungry, he has to make a bracha as well. And that inyan of bracha is the inyan of hoidah. And the Asher L'Shleima says that a tafel only has the first chiyuv of the iser to have anah from Olam Hazeh without a bracha. But the special chiyuv hoidah, that a person has to make a bracha on every separate min, person doesn't have when he's eating a tafel. Because he's not eating it for itself. He's not eating it for for its specialty, for its own min. He's eating it as a side dish. It's coming along with the ikker. So it doesn't have that bracha. So according to this Yisrael, you can understand the Shaar HaTzion. How do you understand the bracha achreina? A bracha achreina definitely doesn't have the inyan of asr lehanes by olam hazeh b'lei bracha, because he already finished eating. He ate already. The only inyan of bracha achreina, like by Birchas HaMazon, is the hoda, thanking Hashem. Now, if we say that a tuffel doesn't have that inyan of bracha b'chlal, so when the Shaar HaTzion is discussing the bracha achreina, not the bracha rishayna, we can understand why, even if he's not going to make the bracha on the ikker, he's not going to make the Birchas HaGefen on the ikker, on the yayin, because he's not sure if a malay lugmav is mechayvim to make a bracha, he's still not going to have to make a bracha achreina of bera nefashas on the mayim. So to summarize, what is the understanding of why a bracha on a tafel is not necessary? Is it because the achila of the tafel is not mechayv a bracha? Or do we say that the achila of a tafel is mechayv a bracha? However, when a person's making a bracha on the ikker, it patters the tafel. Now, even though we brought two rayas that the gedder of the bracha on tefela is that you're mechuyev to make a bracha, you only get patterned, but that's only going to be a raya by a bracha rishayna. By a bracha achrayna, like we saw in the Shaar HaTzion, there the gedder is going to be that there's no chiyuv bracha at all. And we explain, because there's two inyanim to every bracha. There's the iser to have hanah from olam hazeh without a bracha, and also there's the chiyuv hayda that a person has to make for eating food. And we said that the gedder of the bracha by a tefela is definitely only that he can't have hanah from olam hazeh without a bracha. There's definitely not the inyan of the bracha of thanking Hashem. And bracha achreina, the whole inyan of the bracha is thanking Hashem. So there, a tafel is definitely not going to have a chiyuv hayda. And therefore, when a person eats a tafel together with an ikker, and he has to make a bracha achreina on the ikker, he's not going to have to make a bracha achreina on the tafel. And even in a situation where he's a suffolk, whether or not he has to make the bracha achreina on the ikker, he's still not going to have to make the bracha achreina on the tafel. Because at the end of the day, the tafel is not mechuyev in the bracha achreina. Have a wonderful day.